I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
Weimar problems call for Weimar solutions. 1984. The answer is 1776. Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. Almost every week we're told to tune in to another self-congratulatory Hollywood award show or some political function or rigged sporting event. Anything that gives the ruling elite and their controlled entertainment class something to pat themselves on the back about. And of course, an excuse to convince rabid consumers to dump even more time and even more energy and even more money into their bread and circus gambit. These people just absolutely love to jump in front of the camera and do everything, anything that they can do to make sure that all of the eyes of the general public are fixated on them. And this week, of course, was no exception. On Sunday night, they assembled a bunch of freaks, a bunch of perverts and rapists and pedophiles out in Hollywood to give each other Academy Awards Oscars. And of course, as per the usual, this award show was extremely politically charged. It was disgusting. Full of calls to send even more of our money to that fake and gay country of Ukraine, to Nazis run by this Jew Zelensky, who was installed after a violent coup effected by our CIA using your taxpayer dollars to fund dozens of bioweapons labs that seem to have been strategically targeted, by the way, by Vladimir Putin. You know, the boogeyman that we're all supposed to be so damn afraid of, who puts the interests of his people and his country first. Maybe the only place on earth that's as fake and gay and disgusting as Hollywood would be Ukraine. So it's no wonder that they like each other so much. And in between their calls for Ukraine money and trans rights and mass abortion and white genocide, the creeps at the Oscars found the time to run another humiliation ritual on live television. This time it was John Cena's turn, the professional wrestler, the WWE champion whose entire life has been a script. What better guy to induct into the Hollywood Eyes Wide Shut Club? I mean, he already knows how to act. He already knows how to play pretend and how to fool the general public into thinking that he's some kind of a legitimate athlete. So why not bring him on board out in Hollywood? They've been building up for this for a really long time. He's been making the rounds on the morning shows, throwing out his little progressive talking points, appearing on commercials as some sort of a tough guy for open borders. And now John Cena has officially joined the club. He's gone through the humiliation ritual. In case you missed it, Cena had a whole skit with subversive, creepy, not funny comedian Jimmy Kimmel, who, by the way, was exposed by King Bao, who will be joining this network on the program Uncancelable. So Kimmel came out onto the stage and called for a naked man. Cena was that naked man. He had an envelope covering up his crotch to give the award for best costume design. They had this whole gay flirtatious bit where Kimmel pretended like he really had to encourage and prize Cena to come out on the stage naked, to run out there as a streaker, and eventually Cena waddled over to the microphone like he had a butt plug stuffed up his held the envelope over his crotch. Eventually Kimmel brought him out a toga and he presented the award and then ran back behind stage again. It was disgusting.
Tonight is the 50th anniversary of what used to be the craziest moment in Oscar history. At the 46th Academy Awards in 1974, David Niven was in the middle of introducing Elizabeth Taylor when a nude man, a streaker, ran across the stage. Can you imagine if a nude man ran across the stage today? I said, can you imagine if a nude man ran across the stage today? Wouldn't that be crazy?
Psst, Jimmy.
What? I can't come there. I'll do the thing. Excuse me for a second. What's going on? You're supposed to run across the stage.
I changed my mind. I don't want to do the streaker bit anymore.
What do you mean you don't want to do the streaker bit anymore? We're doing it.
I just don't feel right about it, man. It's an elegant event. You know, honestly, you should feel shame right now for suggesting such a tasteless idea.
It's supposed to be funny.
The male body is not a joke.
Mine is.
No, it's not.
You wrestle naked. Why not?
Dude, I don't wrestle naked. I wrestle in jorts.
Jorts are worse than naked. Come on. You're really not going to do this? Fine, just give out the award then. God, the worst.
Costumes. They are so important. Maybe the most important thing there is. I can't open the envelope without
the... Oh, my God. The nominees for Best Costume Design are...
Barbie, costume designed by Jacqueline Durant. Killers of the Flower Moon. Costume designed by Jacqueline West. Napoleon, costume designed by Janti Yates and Dave Crossman. Oppenheimer, costume designed by Ellen Mirochnik. Poor Things, costume designed by Holly Waddington.
There, you look beautiful.
And the Oscar goes to? Poor Things, Holly.
All right, so I just want to make myself perfectly clear here, okay? And I fully anticipate a lawsuit from Jimmy Kimmel, and I hope that he brings it, because I will love the discovery. As far as I'm concerned, Jimmy Kimmel, you are a pedophile. So is everyone there in Hollywood, virtually. So bring on the lawsuits, because I can't wait to pull the flight logs, and I can't wait to get the tapes. This entire thing was gross, completely unnecessary, and totally freaking gay. I mean, there's just no reason for it, unless you're trying as hard as you can to throw your sexual deviancies and your perverted sense of humor in the face of the public. You know, everything about these people, everything that these people do, has some sort of a weird sexual tie-in. All of it. Whether it's homosexuality or transgenderism or pedophilia or something else entirely, bestiality. These people are obsessed with flaunting and showing off their deviancies. And when they do it, they love to subjugate men. It's a huge part of their shtick. And they especially loved to subjugate physically strong men. It's not an accident that the Academy Awards, where last year Will Smith was publicly exposed as a total cuck, chose a former professional wrestler, a guy who's undeniably in good physical shape. This is the guy that they chose intentionally to go through the humiliation ritual, to be the one that they elevate by way of subjugation and mockery and sexual hazing. We see athletes bowing down for this all the time. Dennis Rodman. Who else? Ricky Williams. Charles Barkley. These guys have all worn dresses on television, on magazine covers. Who's that? Dwayne Wade. Yes, Dwayne Wade. While his son is being castrated and turned into a tranny freak show, he showed up to the Met Gala in some kind of a leather daddy fetish uniform. Remember that? It's not just athletes either. It's not just limited to those that we're told are tough guys. Pete Davidson has done the same thing. He wore a dress A schoolgirl-themed outfit to make his debut like some kind of a caricature out of a 13-year-old girl in the 1800s. What the hell is wrong with these people? They have no will. That's what it is. They have no faith. They have no confidence. They have no will. They're codependent, and they're in league with Satan, whether they know it or choose to admit it or not. They have no independence. They'll do whatever they're told to keep the money rolling in, to keep the fame, to keep the airtime for as long as they can. And the longer they stay in the machine, the longer they do the bidding of this subversive Jew agenda in Hollywood and the network TV offices in New York City, the further they'll go. They'll do anything that they have to do. I'm convinced it won't be real long before we see professional athletes releasing gay sex tapes with each other. The humiliation rituals will be taken to new heights, of course, to new extremes as the public becomes desensitized to all of it. But you see, that's the point. That's the whole point here. This is a modern-day Weimar Republic. And the goal here is to break down societal standards, to break down what it means to be strong, to break down what it means to be a man, a free-thinking, free-acting man. And to the average guy at home, the guy sitting in front of his TV, drinking himself into a stupor while he eats hyper-processed foods, he doesn't know any better. It's disgusting. No, that in front of the TV eating McDonald's is still stuck in the PSYOP. He's still living the fake reality that's been created for him. He's still living in the Matrix. He's been spoon-fed his entire life. So he's going to eat it all up. This is what that guy will believe is normal. And what's even more scary, it's even more concerning, is that that is what he's going to teach to his children. That guy in that chair drinking Anheuser-Busch products because Kid Rock told him to, eating McDonald's and all of these hyper-processed foods, who thinks that all of this is normal, is going to teach his children that this is what normal looks like. And that's the most important piece in all of this. We're ruining entire generations by being castrated, feckless. The saying, strong men create good times and weak men create hard times, cannot be any more true or any more applicable than it is in this particular situation. Our country was built on the backs of strong men. And weak men, men who got too comfortable, or too fat, or too stupid, or too lazy, have allowed all of this to be taken away from them. They have allowed our country to be consumed by perverts and communists and freaks and subversives in exchange for entertainment. All of our once respectable institutions, all of the decorum that we were once expected to have each time we went into public, the pride in our personal appearance, our own reputation, the way that we reflect on our families, that's all gone now. And now we're expected to just live vicariously through a bunch of perverts, a bunch of homosexuals, a bunch of pussies, a bunch of twink boys posing as professional wrestlers, athletes. And they just remind us of how sick they are every chance they get. And if you want to join their club, if you ever want to get the call, be prepared to hand over your manhood publicly. I think Arthur Kwan Lee agrees with most of what we're saying. If he thinks any of it is he can tell us because he's here now. Arthur, thank you so much for coming. Do you agree with anything that I've just said?
Well, you've covered so many important talking points. And the first thing is that you talked about junk food. Well, all of these public spectacles, including the Oscars, are spiritual junk food, essentially, because all these people, they're not Christian. That's the first thing. None of these people are Christian. They don't believe in God. So it's all materiality and moral relativism. So if they can pronounce that, of course, if you look at who runs all these entertainment institutions today, right, they're postmodern Jews. So they're against Christianity. They're against the sense of hierarchical order. Of course, this is going to be by the playbook. And what they always want to do, masculine degeneracy is synonymous to the proliferation of the state and its puppeteers, the puppet masters. So, of course, what we're looking at here, this is to be expected. They get this, the attack on the straight white male. They get this masculine alpha male, aesthetically speaking, that is not internally, because obviously he's not a Christian. But they get a masculine alpha male who has that optics. They get him to shave his entire body, and they get him to walk across the stage like a half-wit pup. Of course they do. It continues to pedestalize this gynocentric image so that men can continue to be weak, so we don't actually have the fire in us to want to take the proper steps forward, because the culture is always going to normalize these decadent values. And this is nothing new. The whole point of artistry and entertainment is to normalize values. So who's in the seat of position of power here to do so? It's these Zionist masters. So yeah, it's a joke, man. They're insulting us, and it is an insult to the American people that they need to continue to demonize Christian masculinity. And today that takes form, especially in America, obviously, with the white Christian male. That's what we're seeing here.
Does anybody think that this shit is funny? Do you think that this is funny? I mean, did you watch this thing and did you chuckle at all or grin when Jimmy Kimmel was doing this nonsense with John Cena?
These people are so detached from reality. Most people are cringing. Even the lefties are going, haha, these fake belly laughs. You know what I'm saying? It's like, or throat laughs. I'm sorry. It's all bullshit. And I got to say, man, you got to also think of it this way. Because, you know, I'm an artist. I come from the art gallery world. I was blacklisted for wearing this cross and painting Christian imagery. You got to understand that these are people with highly sought after positions of power. They can give spotlight attention to people. They're not going to allow these people to explode and go viral unless they're either compromised or if they're morally analogous to them. This is a matter of control. So, and I've seen this happen in the fine art sphere. Now, obviously what we're seeing here is at a different scale, but it's the same idea itself, right? It's you need to humiliate yourself. You need to show that I am under your whim. And you know, John Cena is doing this in his 50s. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and what is the benchmark for success here? I mean, so they're able to take a guy like this and publicly humiliate him with their satanic rituals and their, you know, Talmud instructions. They're able to do all of this. Basically, the goal, I think, you can tell me if you agree or not, is to normalize this kind of sexualization of males, to delegitimize the role of a masculine man, to feminize men in such a way that they are submissive to any orders that are given to them, so that they will teach their children that, and over time normalize grown men having legal sex with children, particularly boys.
Yeah, the goal is for them, the victory lap, is including pedophilia as
yeah, because if you can normalize John Cena being weak enough to get naked with Jimmy Kimmel, then of course, as a young child who looks up to John Cena, it wouldn't be weird. As a matter of fact, you may aspire to get naked with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, because like you said, that entire room is full of pedophiles.
The whole thing.
This elitism and narcissism, they're all in there as pedophiles. So the whole goal is, look, you can either rise up to the occasion and build with people that you have similar values with. That's what we call love. Or you can drag people down, right? And this is what these elitists do, because they're so trapped in their degeneracy. They just want to drag. They're so detached that they want to bring everyone to their level so they don't feel so alone. That's what the playbook always is. That's how the devil works. And I got to say, like, I hate to, you know, be abrupt about this, but we have to sort of understand that. Like, you were talking about how everything is sexualized and they're always using sexuality so that they control people. Well, men need to sort of control what goes below the belt in this regard, because, you know, there's a lot of men who seemed honorable, who seemed decent, and then once they were offered certain fringe sexualities and enticed in that direction, they bent over backwards. And I'm saying this because, like, you know, it's the Bible talks about how one of the testaments of what makes a man is you do not submit to your carnal pleasure. You always go for what is right, ultimately. And I think this is what's occurred with all these people. That's why you see these men who are masculine, like Cena, like The Rock, all these physically, it appears to be that they're very masculine, but then at the drop of the yarmulke, they turn out to be
little boys.
Exactly.
You said they'll bend over backwards. I think they'll bend over any direction and take it right up the that's what these people are. It's sick. It's depraved. It's disgusting.
Rabbi Shmuley loves that, but yeah.
Yeah, Rabbi Shmuley. Yeah, what a guy he is with his pubic hair face.
Yeah.
Hideous person. His daughter is hideous as well. And both of those people should be tried for high crimes for hurting these children like they're continuing to do. We'll fight for these children. I believe that Weimar problems require Weimar solutions. We are looking at what they are trying to make, a modern-day Weimar Republic. And I'll tell you what, if you want to question the way that Hitler came into power in Germany, that's because millions of people supported somebody who brought actual solutions, remedy, a return to normalcy, and a riddance of this degenerate depravity that we're seeing right here, right now. And guess what? That depravity and that degeneracy was ushered in by the very same people, the same group of people that is now ushering it in to every single aspect of life here today. Arthur Quanley, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. So here's a surprising fact. Research shows that even healthy people have wild swings in their blood sugar after eating. When I talk about blood sugar, a lot of people tune out. You know, they think it's only relevant to people with type 2 diabetes, but blood sugar is a topic everybody needs to understand. One of the big keys to optimal health is to have balanced blood sugar. Spikes in blood sugar force your pancreas to work harder and are associated with things like weight gain and even risk of heart attack and stroke. So here's the reason that I even brought this up. The boys at Bioptimizers have a blood sugar optimization product called Blood Sugar Breakthrough. And I don't think I'm overstating my case when I say it's revolutionary. I personally take it. I take two capsules 15 minutes before each meal, and then my body pushes carbs and glucose into my muscles to be used as fuel instead of turning them into fat. This is why I'm recommending it to you. As a result, you'll enjoy more stable energy without the post-meal crash. Plus, you'll have better workouts, faster gains in the gym, and an easier time leaning out, getting rid of that stubborn belly fat. But perhaps the biggest benefit of all of this is it will improve your overall health tremendously. You have to try it. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/SP. Again, that's bioptimizers.com/SP. Just in the rhythm of your daily life, your privacy faces countless threats. The NSA and countless other people able to listen in on your phone conversations and obtain your text messages. That's why I want to introduce you to Privacy from phone123.com, your mobile fortress. With state-of-the-art end-to-end encryption, your data's journey is shielded. You can speak freely with Privacy's secure call feature. Adaptive authentication learns from you, enhancing security without slowing you down. Privacy's intuitive design makes powerful protection accessible to everyone. Behind the scenes, Privacy is always evolving, defending against the latest threats. Empower your digital life with Privacy starting at just $35. Visit phone123.com/stew. Again, that's phone123.com/stew, or just call them. Connect to mobile. Complete privacy assurance. So South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, the well-known mattress ladder climber, the darling of Con Inc., has just signed legislation to start this massive crackdown on speech that her government claims is anti-Semitic, of course. You know, otherwise, free speech, which would now be criminalized. House Bill 1076 is what we're talking about, which was just backed by Jewish activists and Israel-worshipping fake Christians in South Dakota's state legislature, and it directs the state to adopt international definitions of anti-Semitism, which is politically charged. And it's designed by people who claim to be Jewish and pressure groups like the ADL and the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance and the State of Israel itself to be as self-serving and as wide-reaching as possible. Specifically, it labels speech that offends Jews as a form of anti-Semitism, and now in South Dakota, this definition is the law of the land. Anyone who violates it will be guilty of anti-Semitism, guilty of discrimination, and potentially guilty of a hate crime. The definition reads, quote, "Anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews which may be expressed as hatred toward Jews. Rhetorical and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed toward Jewish or non-Jewish individuals and or their property, toward Jewish community institutions and religious facilities," end quote. So let me ask you, did you get that? Rhetorical manifestations of anti-Semitism. That means your speech. That means your rhetoric. That means the words that come out of your mouth can be used against you and can be used to convict you of anti-Semitism in the state of South Dakota. It's mind-blowing. This legislation and other bills like it, like Ron DeSantis signed in Florida, actually like he signed in Israel for the state of Florida, like Glenn Youngkin signed in Virginia, these are the beginning of the end for free speech, and they're being spearheaded by Republicans. So all of you out there that say, oh my God, these crazy liberals. Oh my God, these communist leftists. Oh, these are Republicans. Republicans who love to get on TV, talk about their pocket-sized constitutions, sell merch with cool patriotard catchphrases about free speech. They're the ones who are going to take your speech away from you. These are the flag wavers, like eye patch guy Dan Crenshaw. They're going to use this to usher in hate speech laws in the name of fighting anti-Semitism, in the name of standing up for the greatest ally of Israel. Kristi Noem says it herself. They're going to use this legislation to enforce pro-Israel sentiment in South Dakota, and it's going to serve as a model for the rest of the country. Here she is, in her own words, with Zionist Ashley Biden diary cover-up artist John Solomon, just a couple hours after she signed this legislation.
You can deal with anti-Semitism, meanwhile Washington fumbles it. A big one today, right? You're going to be signing some historic legislation to take on the scourge of anti-Semitism.
Yeah, we actually did that just a couple of hours ago. We signed a bill that defined what anti-Semitism was. It gave powerful examples that we can use in litigation and in court to make sure that hate crimes stop, not just in South Dakota, but this will be used as model legislation in many other states because it is written so strong and it was unified within the Jewish community, within the groups that have always stood strong with Israel, and it is something that we will use throughout the United States of America to make sure that anti-Semitism is stopped. I think all of us were horrified by what happened on October 7th, and what I was even more horrified about after that was the pro-Hamas support that some uneducated people in this country endorsed and wrapped their arms around.
So just like all of these Israeli agents that have been planted into our media, these Laura Loomer types of conservatives, Kristi Noem says that anyone who doesn't worship Israel, anyone who asks questions or starts to do any kind of noticing, anyone who speaks up against the slaughter of Palestinian women and children is a Hamas supporter. And anyone who questions Israel, they're the ones who are uneducated. Not the patriotards like Pastor Locke waving their hybrid U.S.-Israeli flags and cheering on the beginnings of World War III. Not Kristi Noem signing legislation to shut down your free speech while she sits in front of a big Israeli flag flanked by a bunch of rabbis. No, you're the one who's uneducated. You're uneducated because you're asking questions. Because you're noticing this absurd level of overrepresentation in our government and every institution. This absurd level of control that Israel and its surrogates and its agents have over the United States of America, over the American people, over you and your family and your kids. We have a member of Congress, Brian Mast, wearing an IDF uniform to work in the U.S. Capitol. Wearing the uniform of a foreign military in the seat of our own government. And we're supposed to believe that Jews, that Israelis are being persecuted? No, we are the ones being persecuted and mocked. Americans are the ones being told that we have no right to control our own country, to control our own foreign policy, and our own tax dollars. No, Israel makes that call. We just follow orders. We just had an illegitimate State of the Union address where this deranged, drugged-up robot, Joe Biden, screamed about how he's the most pro-Israel guy in all of Washington. The political class of both parties is in a constant battle to be the biggest supporter of Israel. They'll catfight over this. They control everything, even what we say. When they tell us to shred our Constitution, when they tell us that our free speech has gone on long enough, we're expected to just listen. We're expected to cheer on legislation that shuts us up. Yeah, our greatest ally. Oh my God. Please muzzle us. We're begging for it. And this type of legislation just gets us to fall in line behind Benjamin Netanyahu, the real president of this country, and this satanic political cause of Zionism that's eating our country alive. No thanks. Henrik Palmgren is the founder of Red Eyes TV, and he joins us now to talk more about this. They're just cheering it on. Patriotards sitting at home, go Israel, we support you to the hilt, we won't question anything, just let me sit down, sit here, watch my country disintegrate, and I will shut up and not say a damn thing or ask a single question.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Steve, for having me. Good to be here, Stu. Identity politics is bad, according to Republicans. But all of a sudden, when it comes to Israel and Jews, it's blood and soil. And Kristi Noem is of Norwegian descent. I looked her up earlier. She has lived in South Dakota for generations. What is this about? Why is she going in this direction? It's so odd. What do they have on her? What's her interest? I don't even know how many Jewish people there are in South Dakota. 17? I mean, she was elected first in 2018, right? And by the way, she's the first female governor in the state as well. This might be a move to try to get the VP position under Donald Trump or something like that. I'm not sure what it is, but it's very worrying.
It's very interesting that you say that. So in order to get the VP position under Donald Trump, you have to show that you are just as big of an avid supporter of Israel and the Israeli secular nation state as Donald Trump is, the wall-smooching who bowed down and kissed the ring himself, who everybody tells me is the savior of this country, who just told you to go and get your 10th booster, and who just held a menorah for I don't even know what, some picture photo op. It's disgusting, yeah, but people
he's
will
getting
make,
awards.
Yeah. He's no, you know, awarded for being the most pro-Israel person on the face of the planet.
He'll be worse than Joe Biden. Unfortunately, a lot of people, a lot of white Christian conservatives, and they think that, somehow Trump here is going to come in and save the situation and whatnot. And he might be better on a few issues. Maybe he'll push back on CRT and DEI.
Come on, Henrik. He's just playing 5D chess. He's just baiting them all, He's just exposing them by allowing them to, to worship his, his pro-Israel stance. And then he's going to just flip it all around because, he's riding in on that white horse. Trust the plan.
I just want to return to that point. There are fewer Norwegians in the world than there are Jews. She had on her website under the headline here, just talking about Kristi Noem here now, ensuring the security of God's chosen people. She said, when I was growing up, my dad would always gather our family together and we would pray for Israel. She says that it was instilled in me from a very young age that Jews were God's chosen people, that Israel was the Holy Land, and we should always pray for them. Not for South Dakota, not for America, not even for Europe or Norway, which is her ethnic, you know, homeland. That's where her family, her lineage come from, ultimately. And as I said, there's fewer Norwegians than Jews in the world. You might, what does that come? It's so bizarre, right? And I'm sure she would be one of these other cucks and conservatives that would, you know, diss identity politics as soon as it's brought up. But for Jews and for Israel, it's totally fine.
Yeah,
it's
but so I'm going to make I'm going to come to the defense of a lot of people here. And I know that you're not doing this, but I just want to make sure that nobody misunderstands or misinterprets what Henrik just said. And maybe you did mean it this way, and you can correct me if I'm full of shit. But I was also too raised to believe that Israel is the Holy Land and that, you know, Jews are God's chosen people. And I had, you know, some fake pastor, false teacher, preacher guy telling me that this was the way because, you know, he introduced this Bible and he went to, you know, the same Bible school that all of these, you know, evangelical Protestant pastors go to. And then that's just what they teach. And that's what they actually probably believe, whether it's ignorance or whether they're in on it, I don't know. But as an adult, as a person who's able to critically think independently on my own and believe what my eyes are showing me and believe what my ears are telling me, when I look around and I looked at all this depravity and all of this degeneracy and all of the filth that's being shoved into the faces of our children at school off of their bookshelves and their classrooms and these public libraries by the Department of Education as a whole, systematically, society-wide, and you say, look, it's all coming from the same people who claim to be Jewish, who have ties to Israel or are from Israel. All of this policy, all of this foreign policy that's so detrimental to America seems to be geared toward this secular nation state of Israel. Overwhelmingly, overrepresentation in our government and every one of our bureaucracies and all of the three-letter agencies and the cabinet and the State Department are people who claim to be Jews. These are the people that are making the decisions about how many innocent children's heads we go and drop bombs on in the name of spreading democracy, which we've been doing for decades. These are the people who control the media, who led people directly to their graves with a safe and effective vaccine that turned out to be a deadly injection bioweapon. These are the people who literally lie to us about everything. They've lied to us about the assassination of a sitting president. They've lied to us about safe and effective vaccines. They've lied to us about weapons of mass destruction. They've lied to us about ties to Al-Qaeda. They've lied to us about who formed and who funded ISIS as well as Hamas. They're one and the same. They've lied to us about the causes of World War II, saying that it was the Holocaust that kicked that off. They lied about the numbers of the Holocaust, of people who died. Horrific things happened in wars. It was a world war. Of course, horrific things happened. But we have caught them lying about everything. Everything. And these same people, the aforementioned, these people who claim to be Jews, are also running the media. They're running every single thing in our society, overrepresented to the hilt. And so as a person who can now critically and independently think on my own, I see what's obvious. And so, of course, we ask questions. But, you know, to say that Kristi Noem was raised one way, maybe she's saying that's the way that I was raised. Okay, fine. But are you really that big of a programmable, brainwashed cog and a dummy? I mean, is really the only thing that you're good at having sex with everyone as you climb your way to the top of the political ladder? I mean, is that really all you have? You don't have the cognitive awareness. You don't have the ability to look and see that these people who claim to be Jews are disrupting and destroying our country and destroying the future of generations to come, that are murdering our children and normalizing sexualization of our children and have the goal of making it legal to have unfettered sexual sex with young boys under the age of 15 years old as the Talmud instructs them. You don't have the ability to go ahead and see this for yourself. That means that you made a deal, you're getting paid, and you're part of the destruction of our civilization. You are part of ushering in a modern day Weimar Republic, which right now the only option is Weimar Solutions.
Well, I mean, that's just it, right? What comes next? And maybe they have something on her, but she knows who you know, picks up the bills. She knows who she needs to grovel to in order to ascend further up the political ladder. That's just what it is now in American politics. It's sad. But the Jerusalem Post had an article recently, anti-Semitism must be criminalized before it's too late. That window is you know, they're trying to close it, but it has been cracked open. And especially since October 7th, and Noam references that in her bill that she signed as well, that this is, a lot of people are noticing of what's happening. A lot of things are being exploded onto the social media platforms. And of course, X or Twitter has been very good in this regard. That's why they're going after Elon so hard. They're trying to close this window. But ironically, the more they try to do this, the more it becomes obvious, the more these people are exposed. And in fact, again, going back to the bill, this just shows how they collectively organize in order to protect themselves, right? And one of the points in this you know, definition of anti-Semitism that she now signed into, it's not law yet, right? But it might be International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. The State Department had a thing on their website about adopting these as well. And it says that you can't, you know, collectivize them. You can't look at them as a group. They have no group interest, essentially. It was like, well, this proves it. They're trying to legally protect themselves from being immune from criticism. Now, let's, you know, look at this from the other side of, you know, with a, on the other foot, the shoe on the other foot. Look at what's happening to white people right now. We're the only group that's being collectively punished for who we are as a racial group.
That's
with,
right.
With CRT and DEI and all these things, you can exclude white people from job opportunities based on race alone. We're the ones actually in this position, just as he says to.
Yeah, we're the ones being persecuted. Great take. Couldn't agree with you more. Real quickly, I've got 1 minute left here. We must criminalize anti-Semitism before it's too late. Too late for what exactly?
Yes.
What do you, I'm going to ask you to speculate. What do you suppose too late looks like?
Well, it can either go in two different directions, I guess. It's either what we saw during the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, which primarily was led by Jews. They've admitted that. Putin has talked about it. And of course, there we had mass murder of white people, of Russians, right? So you can either have that as an outcome, potentially they might win, or you have something that happened other times historically. In Europe, at least, it's actually not 109 times. It's something like 1,200 times. Wired did a piece of this to show many times Jews have been expelled from various European nations and little kingdoms at that time. And that's the other thing. I think they're trying to protect themselves from being outed and noticed. And I just don't see – there's no way out for them, though. This is the thing. The more they try to clamp down, the more obvious it will become. But it can go in both directions. It's a very dangerous time. I guess in one sense, both for them, but also for us, because what comes next might be mass murder, mass starvation. I don't know. This seems to be more about destruction than actually creating something.
Yeah, what actually needs to come next is extreme accountability and massive book burnings. We need to make book burnings great again. Henrik Palmer, thank you so much.
Look at what books they burned.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, all the degeneracy, all the porn. Red Ice TV, thank you so much. Henrik Palmer, we appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu. Appreciate it.
Yeah, they've lied to us about everything. They've lied to us about all of it from the very beginning. I just mentioned to Henrik, they lied to us about the causes of wars. They've lied to us about the actual events of wars. Remember the ghost of Kyiv, Henrik? Remember, you know, the bombing of maternity wards? Oh, we bombed that hospital because we had intel that Hamas was using that as a gathering place, right? So we had the intel of that. We have some of the most advanced intel apparatus that the entire planet has to offer. But we didn't know on October 7th that some goat herders, some low IQ people on hang gliders were going to penetrate the most fortified borders on the face of planet Earth and somehow defeat the Iron Dome. We didn't know that. And so now we're just going to slaughter tens of thousands of children, carpet bombing apartment complexes. And we're not even going to lie about it. We're not even going to lie about it. What we're going to do is we're going to put it on our public official Israeli government X handles. We're going to show you how in broad daylight we are bombing the hell out of children. This is ethnic cleansing. This is genocide. That's what this is. They have lied to us about everything. And the Rockefeller form of history, the Rockefeller timeline that you have been told, it's all lies. And so coming up in the next 2 months, Stu Peters Network is going to present the Hibbler production, Old World Order. Watch.
History is written by the victors. So what if the victor story is fabricated? What if the story they gave us all about our recent past was nothing short of a complete lie? For far too long, humanity has relied on the Board of Education to receive its official history narrative. The problem is their narrative makes absolutely no sense. There are giant mistakes in the timeline that show us all. Not only did they lie, but they hid the previous civilization from us, with no mention of our ancestors looking a little different. Traveling with no issues, doing it all in style and efficiency, with beautiful architecture that we can't rebuild today. Powered up cities, riding around on their advanced technology. Advanced technology? Wait, I thought the 1800s into the early 1900s were a bunch of idiots riding around on horse and buggy. Because when you look back and do a little research, it's obvious. This old world was discovered and then destroyed, resurfaced, and populated. They torched every city across the plain. Nothing new under the sun. Rockefeller flooded your brain with lies. Use your head. Think about your family tree and how it all began.
Old World Land. Visit owofilm.com for more information.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Gold Co. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
You know, there's just a lot of tired people out there. People are exhausted. People are hitting that snooze button and then slamming their heads right back down on the pillow every morning. If you think about it, with all of the problems that you have to take care of at work and at home, with your family, with your friends, it's no wonder that you feel so tired. You take care of a lot of different things. But if you really stop to think about it, who takes care of you? Magnesium Breakthrough is an all-natural supplement. It helps me reduce fatigue and sleep more peacefully. It's even strengthened my muscle, it improved my heart and brain function, and while most magnesium supplements aren't full spectrum, Magnesium Breakthrough is the only magnesium supplement on the market that contains the optimal ratio of all seven essential types of magnesium. Imagine having the strength and energy to get out of bed every morning and face the day boldly and courageously, to be able to show up as your best self, to keep that energy up through the day and into the night. So if you want to feel more energized, if you want to get the best night's sleep that you've had in forever, check out bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters. By using the promo code Stu Peters, you'll unlock all kinds of special offers. So two things to remember, bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters, and then use promo code Stu Peters. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel by taking Magnesium Breakthrough. I want to be very clear about something that we have to hit here every single day to remind people, and we know that you all know this. Children in our country are under attack. There is a satanic pedophile lobby that has slithered its way into our government, that has subverted our judicial system, and that has completely taken over the medical field. And it's coming directly at our children. It's coming for our kids. There's no two ways about it. These people are demons. Demons of the worst order. They're hardly even people at all. They're like lizard things. They come after our children to mutilate them and to castrate them and destroy any chance that they have at a normal life and make sure that they will never reproduce. Every single day, the kids that they're coming after get younger and younger, and they will never be happy. They will never be satisfied. They are going to continue to take more and more until they destroy mankind itself. These people, these demonic entities, rather, that are walking the earth, these pedophile skinwalkers, they hate humanity. They hate humanity because we're made in the image of God. They hate children because they hate their innocence. They hate their purity. They hate the life and the happiness and the hopes and dreams that ooze out of them. They want to harvest the energy of our children. They want to harvest their blood and feed off of their innocence. They want to destroy everything about them, including their soul. Transgenderism, which of course is mentioned in the Talmud, has become a satanic religious sacrament, much like abortion, and twisted, disgusting perverts, most of whom are women, but an increasing number of so-called men are getting involved too, are now forcing this sacrament onto their own children. These demonic monsters are selling out their own kids. They're pimping out their own children to the trans lobby, to the witch doctor, child mutilators, and the satanic hospital systems that are making millions of dollars on the backs of raped and mutilated kids. These so-called parents are psychologically, emotionally, physically, and sexually abusing their own children and then exploiting them, putting them all over Instagram. They're manipulating them into believing that they're something that they're not. They're telling them that they're gender fluid or transgender or non-binary and that they would be happier if they dressed up like the opposite sex and got pumped full of puberty blockers that could cause them to drop dead. And that's just the physical approach. Emotionally and mentally, children's minds are being filled up with this filth, with this perversion. And they're having their lives destroyed before they even begin. These children are being abused in ways that we can't even imagine by the very people who are supposed to protect them, their parents, their teachers, their doctors. They're being groomed and conditioned and abused everywhere they go. They're being abused in ways that we don't even have words for because they're so disgusting and so repulsive that no reasonable person even has thought of it. But now we're being forced to think of it. We're being forced to get up every day and put on the armor of God and take these demons on, to storm the gates of hell, to flush them out into the open, to identify every single one of them, to shame them and to name them and to run them out of the public square and send them back into hiding, back into the closet. We're in a spiritual war in this country. And you had better wake up to that reality. This is the good versus evil fight of our time. There has never been a more cut and dry issue placed before us. If you support the mutilation of children and the implementation of this anti-human trans agenda, you're evil. You're disgusting. You deserve to be tried by a jury of your peers and face extreme accountability once you're swiftly convicted. But as things currently stand, these perverts are seizing more and more ground, seizing more and more control of our court system, and they're using it to enforce this twisted satanic agenda on our kids and everyone else. They control our last legal line of defense, our last recourse in states across the country, and they have the backing of the federal government. There's already been horror stories about childhood transgenderism that have come out of our courts. They've tried to enforce this perversion from the bench. One of them is the story of Jeff Younger and his now 11-year-old son, James. James's mother and Jeff's ex-wife, a pediatrician named Dr. Ann Gorgulis, claims that her son is actually a trans girl named Luna. She puts him in dresses. She tells him that he's a little girl. And she's been fighting for years to try to get him stuck on puberty blockers and eventually castrated. In the state of Texas, she's under a permanent injunction from performing any type of gender modification. But California is taking this away. taking him away from his father in his home state of Texas so that she could try to take advantage of the state's disgusting trans sanctuary laws and force James to go through a sex change operation. And that's exactly what Anne has done. She's recently filed in California to enroll James into a regimen of puberty blockers, and she wants to chemically castrate James, neuter her own son. Think about that. The courts in both states, in California and Texas, have done everything that they can to try to force this sex change to go through. They have allowed this child to be taken away from his father, to be taken across state lines, so that he can be abused and mutilated. Jeff Younger has never given up. He's never stopped fighting for his son, and he continues to fight. What would you do to save your son? Jeff Younger joins us now to discuss this more. I don't have any words, Jeff.
Well, there's not much to say. I think you nailed it when you said it's the most morally obvious question. I mean, it's more morally obvious than the slavery question. And you can't get legislators in conservative states like Texas to protect kids. You know, I went all the way up to the Supreme Court of Texas to stop my child from being moved to California under their transgender kidnapping laws. And all the justices except one voted against me and let my son move, saying that he was no more in danger of transgender child abuse in California than he was in Texas, where it was illegal. And sure enough, as soon as my ex-wife moved my sons there, she enrolled him in with a physician, got him involved in a gender clinic, and now she's trying to take sole control of medical decision-making and to break the permanent injunction from Texas. And I'm in a California court. How do you think that's going to go?
What kind of demented and sick mind it must take for a woman to do this to her son.
Yeah, I don't know the mentality behind this this transgender issue. I think the best book on the subject is called The Transgender Industrial Complex. And it lays out the NGOs that really have been pushing this. And I don't think the mindset is really oriented towards gender at all. I think it's really oriented towards the destruction of the family and the attainment of political power by doing that. And in California, they've basically enshrined transgender rights for children at law. I mean, children as young as 12 now can consent in California to these kinds of things. They can literally leave home, go to a state-run halfway house, and the state will not tell parents where their kids are after the age of 12 if they want to pursue transgender treatments. I mean, California has just gone crazy. And the problem is, too, you know, we have this judicial tyranny that we live under. You can't go into federal court out of family court to get your civil rights and your parental rights taken care of. The U.S. Supreme Court has a rule. It's not a law. It's just a rule that the justices on the Supreme Court passed, which says that you can't bring actions from family court into federal court, even on civil rights laws. So there's just no protection for parents in these family courts. And I think people need to know this before they have kids in these states.
Yeah. As we were talking off the air, men need to be procreating. Christian white males need to be pumping out a future generation of post-apocalyptic warlords, because that's exactly where we're heading. I mean, who is it that's behind all of this? I mean, you've been doing obviously a ton of research. Is there an entity or a group of people that are really behind pushing this agenda through our judiciary?
If you look at the book, The Transgender Industrial Complex, it's exhaustively documented. It's mainly Jewish-controlled NGOs in cooperation with far
really?
Left.
Wait, hold on. Jewish-controlled? Really? That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, the same NGOs that are bringing in illegal immigrants in the United States are the ones that have pushed transgenderism. The other thing I don't think a lot of people realize is that the largest donors to the Republican Party support this. And that's why conservative states can't outlaw this practice, can't keep kids safe. You've got Singer, who's the number one donor to the Republican Party. He's a hedge fund billionaire. He founded the Human Rights Campaign, the largest transgender lobby group in the world. The Pritzkers, who, you know, James Pritzker used to be a man. He's now an ugly woman in a dress. He was the third largest donor to the Republican Party, and he's the one who started the child transgender movement. So this is a big donor issue that crosses party lines, and it's being pushed by NGOs. Now, Stu, this is one thing that I think we need to address that our side hasn't grasped yet. Our enemies have figured out basically how to hack the social process called science. And the mechanism they did it in transgenderism is the same way they did it for gay marriage and other places. I can get into details, but just briefly how it works is they'll get a group of like-minded scholars to form an open source journal. And they pick a social issue that they want to go after. Usually they pick a marginalized group that they want to attach rights to, like crossdressers. The smallest marginalized group in the world were probably crossdressers. They chose them. They start developing a body of quote unquote scholarship in this open source journal, right? A big part of that is they do what are called meta-theoretic analyses. That's what they call it. They basically go back and reinterpret previous theories in the discipline. And then when they have a large enough body of scholarship, they convert it into a normal scientific journal, like with Springer or one of the other large journal providers. And then they go into the professional bodies and put it into the training as research. And then they use the professional bodies to coerce everybody to do what they want. Then that gets into the courts because professionals testify as experts. And they know that when you go into court, you can make law. And that's how they do it. They've hacked science. So they did it to us with gay marriage, and then they impose it with the courts. Transgenderism has been imposed by the courts. We know even the U.S. Supreme Court said that Title VII applies to crossdressers, a law passed in 1965, which never contemplated transgenderism. They said it applies to transgender people. So there's just like a huge number of weapons that have been deployed, a full spectrum dominance from science to the media to the courts, methods of coercion and mind control to get people to do these things.
You wouldn't,
parents believe it.
Yeah. You wouldn't be here fighting every day if you didn't think that this was a winnable battle. So what is the mechanism for victory?
So the reason I thought I had a better chance in California was this. California, first of all, I can just get I can get two chances. I can get a new judge if I want one. So I get two bites at the apple. Second, I had a judge in Texas that had just stripped me of all my parental rights with temporary orders. And in Texas, these temporary orders are not even appealable. So I have no recourse at law to get rid of them. And she stripped me of all. So I had at least have a chance in California, right? I think that the mechanism, though, of victory is not in the courts. The courts in America are corrupt. They're beholden to special interests. And a lot of them are special interests that are orientated toward really perverse social issues. What I plan to do in California is to overrule the legislature. So California has a referendum process, and this referendum process lets you overturn laws passed by the legislature. And I'm trying to get a referendum together to strike down these transgender laws and to even make it child abuse in California. And the weird thing about this is even the urban areas of California agree that children should not be transitioned. Like, there's broad agreement on the left and right about this. This is being pushed by rich moneyed elites. And to overcome them, we're going to have to use political forces. I think we're going to have to be honest. We're not going to get help from the churches. I've given up on that. The churches are also beholden to big donors. They've been captured by moneyed interests. They're not going to help. As you know, the Greek Orthodox Church that I attended in Euless, Texas, St. John the Baptist Greek Orthodox Church, helped to transition my son to a girl. They even let him dance as a girl in the Greek festival at the church. So you're not going to get help from the churches.
It's disgusting.
It's going to be something that Christians get together outside of the church community and mobilize. And the methods of power, you know, are really not in the vote. They control the voting box, right? So the mechanisms of power really consist of getting on juries and engaging in jury nullification. A lot of conservatives don't. They try to avoid jury duty. But that's the one place where you can check the power of the government. They have no defense against you if you're on a jury.
Right. Yeah,
should be doing jury nullification left and right. We should, every chance we get, we should be filing civil lawsuits against these people. Because once you can put them under oath and get discovery, you have the power. The information balance shifts to you now. So we need to be doing what the left does, create opportunities where a tort is created so we can get into court and get these people under oath, even if we won't win the lawsuit. We need to think like that outside of the ballot box.
So we can make their lives hell and we can long form this and drag it on through the judicial system and try to sue these people and all this bullshit. Make their lives miserable, get the discovery, all that stuff. But when that doesn't work and Americans' backs are pushed against the wall, overwhelmingly, even in California, among political ideologies, Democrat, Republican, they all agree that children shouldn't be transitioned. So if you take that on a broad scale, you got 350 some odd million people in this country that are supposed to be here. Well, I mean, the numbers have to be overwhelming, right? You got, 99% of people would say, no, that's ridiculous. That's abuse. You would never do that.
Child abuse, obviously.
Yeah. So when 340 million of those 350 million say, no, you're not going to do this to our kids.
Well, yeah. So my father used to have a saying, and he taught me when I was a boy. He said, look, when you have a problem, you first go to the ballot box.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work, you have resort to the jury box. And if that doesn't work, your only resort is the cartridge box. And that's the threat that we have to play now. And I will say this, and
I know that was a phone notification, but it also sounded like that. You are right. Ding, ding.
Yes, that's right.
Absolutely correct. I wish we could play that back.
So the interesting thing here is, like in chess, they say that the threat of a move is stronger than the move itself. It forces the opponent to weaken himself by making mistakes. Cause he fears this thing. So the whole concept here is, we have to keep alive the threat of political violence. And I want to make it very clear, I'm not making any specific threats. I'm not making a call to violence. I'm simply saying what the founders said. And if you actually want to make change, people have to be afraid of you. There's a Scottish economist that I used to follow, and he said he couldn't believe the kind of stuff that some of these elites were doing, because he noticed that most of them live in low-lying coastal areas, because those are the nice areas of the world. And he said those are notoriously hard to defend against peasant uprisings. This threat has to be there. And I think this is a bellwether issue. If people won't rise up over the sexual mutilation of children, the legalized sexual mutilation of children, I think at that point you can say, you're probably going to go into a tyranny.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. If the one thing that you won't do is protect your children against these pedophiles, you're fucked. Your entire country is fucked. I agree. We're not making any specific threats of violence, okay? And we're not promising to bring violence, and we're not threatening any group of people. But here's what I am promising. I am promising that until I take my last breath and I'm 6 feet under the ground, that I will fight to restore the rule of law in this country by any means necessary. And wherever God takes me, into whatever position of power or authority or platform, I will be obedient in that calling, and I will be there to lead a charge to protect our children and to save their lives on a national level and quite possibly across the plane of the entire earth. That promise I will make to you. That is a calling that I will not deny. I will remain 100% obedient in bringing justice to these people who hurt our children and holding them to extreme accountability. I got to go. I'm out of time. Jeff Younger, God bless you, and thank you so much for your fight. We appreciate it.
So long.
I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stew and take advantage of a 75% discount. this book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stew. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STEW, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STEW. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.